Aloha and hello there. It is your Capitan. We are back with episode 105 of Coffee Talk with Captain Coffee. We're cooking, man. We're just going right along here on the Coffee Talk with Captain Coffee. So I hope you guys are enjoying the content. If you do, please go give us a 5-star rating. Also, please head over to my other podcast, Where the Magic Happens, and give us a 5-star review. We're working really hard to bring you guys a really fun, enjoyable experience over there as well. So there's my little plugs. Let's give a little update on Captain Coffee. Here we go. We are looking at adding a new coffee to our arsenal. Very excited about the personal flavors that we are coming out with, possibly coming out with. We are getting samples in next week. I'll give you a tease. No, I won't. Yes, I will. No? Yes. Yes, I will give you a tease because you guys are the ones that are here listening to the episode. So we are going to be doing a te we're going to be doing a test. Flavor testing on three coffees: apple pie spice, amaretto, oh yeah, and a chocolate raspberry. Oh, daddy! I mean, sign me up, please. So we're very excited. I'm gonna send a sample over to my other buddy who's big into Captain Coffee. He really helps us out a lot, so I'm gonna get his intake. So hopefully, we'll be having a new coffee coming at you real soon. I know Nick Morris, love you, buddy. He wants to come out with s'mores, but we've tried it. It's good, but it's just it, that's just not there yet. I want to come out with something that's just banger. Well, I feel like we have a lot of chocolate flavored stuff right now, so I want to wait until we add maybe one or two more, and then we'll do the s'mores. I love you, buddy. I know you've been waiting so patiently. I might just add it just for you because I love you. All right, our March Madness bracket challenge is going on right now. We have our finalists. It is Friendly Neighborhood Blend versus Brunana. That is our one and two. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is Brunana versus Snickering. It's our one and two. I was not surprised. I figured these two were going to be in our finals. I am still shocked that Chocolate Java Bunga lost to Captain's Choice. Shocked. And I'm shocked that Sparrow's Treasure had a tie until our dear friend Piper Shaw, if you don't know who she is on Spotify. Amazing artist. Please go listen. She voted when the polls were done, but she sent me a text saying, "Hey, voting's done. I'm sorry." She's in a 3-hour difference. She works for the Kraken and she's very busy. So she said, "Please put my vote in." So Brunana won by one vote. Nuts, I'll tell you. Just bonkers. But anyway, peak, it's going very well. We're rocking and rolling. We have a 3-day week program, we have a 5-day week program. Very excited about both of them. We are growing. We have an amazing community right now. That is the thing I'm most excited about is the growth of our community. We're growing and it's beautiful and I love it and it's fantastic. It's giving me life. So if you're worried, if you're looking to take your health to another level, just let me know. Send me a message. I'd love for you to join our Peak family. It's $25 for the first month. And then after that, we can discuss pricing after. But let's focus on that first month. $25. What you gotta lose? What you gotta lose? You got nothing to lose. 25 bucks for a month, 3 days a week. Great community. Let's go. All right, let's do our breathing. Let's do what we're thankful for. And let's dive into today's episode. Here we go. Big deep breath. Big controlled exhale. And you got to do the double inhale on the top, so we'll do another one as well. Here we go. Big inhale. Do the double. Control the exhale. All right, let's see. Oof, I know mine is today. I am thankful for truth. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to have a real talk. We're going to have a, as some people like to say, a come to Jesus talk here. This has been a topic I've wanted to dive into for a while, and it's something that I'm very passionate about. I'm passionate about health and, taking care of yourself. But I think what a lot of people need to understand, and this is what's tough, is there is a massive sacrifice that has to be played in your health journey. There just is. And I wanted to give an example. Okay. I wanted to give kind of an update on where I'm at physically and emotionally, because I feel like they go hand in hand. It's important for you guys to know that I'm real. Look, I had a great conversation with Piper. Again, if you don't know who Piper Shaw is, go look her up. She's fabulous. We love Piper in this household. We were having a really good conversation the other day about influencers and how I will not say a name, but we know someone that is an influencer that we feel like is just miraculously fake. And we just don't like that. And that's part of being the influencer. You've got to put out the good. And I'm like, you know what? In my head, I was like, I don't want to be that. I want to put out the bad too. Because that goes to show my authentic journey, and that's where I'm at, and it's my struggle, it's the journey, it's the me and my storms, and you know that I'm going through it just as much as you are. So what I wanted to take some time to talk about today is kind of where I'm at, my journey, how we got there, and then I want to deliver some truth to you that I think a lot of people don't want to hear, but I feel like more people need to hear it because I heard it, and I wish I heard it sooner. So, and I've talked about it before, but it's kind of just like a reminder, but let's get into this. 2 weeks ago, literally to the day as I'm recording this, I was having some of my best recorded WHOOP numbers. My HRV was high, my resting heart rate was low, my respiratory rate was low, which is good. My blood oxygen level was high, which is good. My sleep numbers were out the roof. My restorative sleep was great. I was feeling great, and god damn, I was looking fucking shredded. I was just looking great. I'm like, damn, let's go. Then life happened. And let me tell you, Kylo woke up middle of the night, Friday night, 2 weeks ago, throwing up just randomly. No rhyme or reason. Just did. I woke up the next day. I didn't get sick, but I just didn't sleep much that night. I was very stressed because we were about to go on vacation as a family and we needed this trip together because the boys had been in school. So I was really stressed. So now my numbers just tanked. I'm like, okay, it's just one day. Well, then we went on vacation and we drove and I got out of my routine. I didn't eat great. And it wasn't bad by any means. I mean, trust me, when people go on vacation, they full send it. I did not full send it. But you eat out. Food's covered in oils and salt. But I'm like, you know what? Look, I'm not gonna be the person that doesn't live my life. I don't wanna be that guy. No one wants to be around the guy that doesn't live his life. You know what I mean? I want to enjoy where my life's at. I want to have fun with my life when it happens and when it arrives. You know, I don't want to be the guy that brings his own Tupperware to the restaurant with his family. You look like a fucking idiot. So I don't want to be that guy. So usually what happens, and this is just an update on me, I retain water, or that I have now found out through my journey, I think I get majorly inflamed by certain foods. Majorly inflamed. So here's what happened. Went down Friday. Saturday morning, ate fine, was looking good, numbers were down, whatever. They skyrocketed back up on Sunday or Saturday. I was like, yeah, okay, we're good. Just one bad day, not a big deal. It's way wrong. Sunday dropped, Monday dropped, Tuesday dropped, Thursday dropped, or Wednesday dropped. Thursday went up a little higher, but then, man, I was in the trenches the next couple days with my numbers. But then, most importantly, I started to see the inflammation. One of these days, when I have the courage, I will take a video or a picture and I will give you a compare and contrast. It is with the consistency that which I put out, it is very hard to, and I know it's not fat, but I just will say it's very hard to gain fat or to look as drastically different that I do through bad habits. And it's not bad habits. It's just I might not have had a great meal that day. And it's amazing what the inflammation does to my body. It's, oh my God, it's nuts. So I have been, frankly, in the absolute mental shitter with my body. Terrible. I don't like what I'm looking at. I don't want to look at myself in the mirror. It's just bad. I don't like it. I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I look. And I don't like the way that I'm moving. I feel gross. My skin hurts. It's just a bad scene. It's bad all around. So Easter weekend rolls around and I'm like, you know what? I'm in the middle of really, really, really bad numbers. My body is inflamed. I can just tell. I can just see it. And I said, why am I going to go to Easter and eat a bunch of shit that's going to make me feel really good in that 30-minute window? Oh man, I'm eating this cake. I'm eating this pizza. I'm having this piece of candy. Why am I going to indulge in 30 minutes of joy for 2 weeks of feeling like absolute total dog shit? I am just now, 2 weeks to the day, 2 weeks to the day, finally starting to see my abs again like they used to, starting to feel my muscular density like I used to. Because remember, I pay attention to these things, and I know a lot of people think it's superficial, but there's a lot of mental trauma behind why I'm so attached to the way that I look, and I'm working on it. I know that the way you look is not a benchmark of your health. I know this, but it's something that I pay attention to. My numbers have been much re better recently as well. My HRV's back up again consistently in the last 4 days. My resting heart rate's falling. My sleep's getting a little bit better. But anyway, I digress. So I said to myself, why am I going to indulge in a bunch of shit food for 30 minutes, and I'm gonna love it. It's gonna hit every serotonin, dopamine level that I want, because my mama makes amazing food and I fucking love pizza. So I'm gonna, why would I do that? To know, and I know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna mentally feel like shit and I'm gonna physically feel like shit for a longer duration of time than I would if I ate it and felt good for that short amount of time. So I said to myself, and I had Eddie, my buddy Eddie, he's my accountability. He is my Gibbs to my Captain Jack Sparrow, my Captain Jack Sparrow to my Gibbs, depending on the time we flip flop. Or he's my Will Turner, whatever, or I'm his Will Turner, whatever it may be. So I said to him, look, I'm going to have a little bit of chocolate and I'm going to eat a lot of good food, but I'm not going to have anything highly processed during Easter because I'm already inflamed right now. I ate some stuff that made me inflamed. I don't like the way that I look. I don't like the way that I feel. I don't like where my numbers are. So you know what I did? I put on my discipline shoes and I didn't eat a single bad piece of shit the entire weekend. I had one, so here it is. So I'm gonna get to a point to this in a minute. So hold on, just hear me out. I ate one chocolate covered Oreo because I wanted to taste it. Never tasted one before. I had one, and I had, 10 very small little chocolate eggs. They're like small. They're just pure chocolate. Nothing bad. No, considering how bad I usually eat when it's a holiday, I ate good. And here we are, less than a week later. And my body is going back to normal. I'm feeling better. I'm looking better. I'm moving better. My mental health is just out the roof now compared to what it was. That's why I wasn't super proactive on, peak and releasing my episodes on time. I felt lethargic. I felt gross. I felt nasty and all that shit. So I mean, I had to have a come to Jesus talk with myself. I'm going to say, okay, where I am now, and this is not sustainable. The way I ate was not sustainable, and I don't want it to be a sustainable way. But from where I was, because I indulged the week prior and the week prior, it was opening day on the Thursday before, so I had a lot of wings with my brothers. I had a couple of chips. I went in. I fully went in on that day because it was opening day, and I love opening day. Opening day should be a national holiday. No one should be working. But I digress. That's another whole podcast for another time. So I already gave myself that opportunity to eat like shit. And here's what happens. Here's the truth bomb that I want to talk to you guys about our health journey. Sacrifices have to be made to be where you want to be and get to what you want to get to. If you want to weigh a certain weight, you have to make sacrifices. If you want to look, and I know a lot of people get very upset by the statement, but I don't care because it's important. If you want to fucking look a certain way, you got to make sacrifices. And there's nothing wrong with setting yourself up for a way to look a certain way. There's nothing wrong with that. If you have a desire to want to have a six pack or to fit into a dress or to have bulging biceps or to have shoulder striations or you want to have a rippling back or a bigger ass, there's nothing wrong with those goals. You are not superficial. You're not fat shaming. Nothing. It's just what you want for yourself. Now, if that's the main basis of why we're exercising, we have some issues that we need to work through. That's where I was for a long time. All of my markers and all of my goals were based on how I looked. But I digress. Let's get into the truth bomb here. If you want to achieve something in your health realm, pick a goal. You have to sacrifice. You have to. I only sacrificed a holidays of eating because I already had bad eating habits the 2 weekends prior. So why would I make it three? I sacrificed some of that food because I know I already ate like shit those 2 days, 2 weekends prior. People are too scared to make the sacrifice play. And then they wonder why. We wonder why. Why do I look like shit? Why do I feel like shit? Why am I not sleeping well? Why won't the scale drop? It's because we're not making sacrifices, enough sacrifices. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, so are you saying you should eat that way every time? No. I am saying you need to go live. It needs to be sustainable. But there are times where a sacrifice, a major sacrifice at times, have to be made. If you know you have had a real shitty go of eating, okay, we'll use eating. I have a couple other examples here. Let's say you've had a real bad couple of weeks of eating, a weekend event here, you went to a friend's house on Tuesday night and you had a couple of beers. Opening day, you went and had a hot dog, pretzels, two beers, popcorn. Then that next Wednesday evening, a week later, 8 days later, you went and had pizza with a friend, some cake, and, you know, a martini. Oh, but the next weekend is a birthday weekend for a buddy of mine. Then you might have to make sacrifice and be disciplined. Because you already decided to eat the shitty food, which is totally fine. It's totally okay. I wouldn't even say shitty food. Just food that's not optimal when it comes to the nutritional value chart. Totally fine. Totally acceptable. We all need to. Sometimes you need to go all in. It's important for your soul. But if we're doing it consistently, then that's the problem. So we got to make the sacrifice play. Let's just say we're not sleeping well. Sleep is hugely important for our health. It's massively important for our health. I've talked about it once and I will continue to talk about it again. It should be your number one priority when it comes to recovery. If you want to recover, you want to feel good, you want to look good, you want to move good, you got to sleep. So let's just say, you know, hey, had a late conversation with a friend, went past my bedtime routine, not a big deal. Happened on a Tuesday night. Ah, shit, Saturday night, I wasn't planning on, you know, staying up late and watching six more episodes of a TV show, but I did. Oh man, Monday night hit and I stayed up late watching six baseball games. And now it's three nights now out of my last week that I've really fucked up on my sleep. Okay, then let's just say your friends text you and say, hey, movie, 8 o'clock at night. You might have to say, hey, can we please do 7? Can we please do 6? Or can we pick a different day? And you have to make the sacrifice play. You have to. Let's say life has gotten the best of you and you haven't exercised much or a lot or well. You've kind of been rushed. You went in, you did a 10-minute workout, you left. You haven't been deliberate with your exercise routine. Okay? Monday rolls around. Traffic hit. Shit, I can't get home in time. I can only go to the gym after work. Well, can't go today. Wednesday night hits. Oh, I forgot I had a birthday party. Got to go to my birthday party for my family. That's important. Got to go. Oh man, my friends are getting together on Friday night. It's usually my workout time. I'll go on Friday. Sunday rolls around. Oh man, my friends that are all going to a concert. You know what? I really got to start to take my health a little more seriously. And I should probably jib out because I've decided to make other decisions previously that have gotten in the way of my routine. These are the sacrifices that we need to make, but we're unwilling to make, but then wonder why we're not seeing results. And a lot of people got to remember that it's really not that difficult. It's really that simple. It's that simple. It might be difficult decisions, but it's very, very simple. Very, very simple. You need to prioritize your protein. You need to sleep. You need to exercise, weightlift 3 times a week, and then on the other days, throw in some extra movement or cardio. Prioritize your fruits and vegetables, eat more fiber, and really, really try to work on your mental health by doing anything you can to release, by doing meditations, by going on walks with friends, or whatever it may be. But you've really got to dial in on these things. But people don't want to because there is, to some degree, a sacrifice play of discipline that comes into play, and we don't want to do it. And I understand, but here's my thing that Kayla and I have talked about. And it's something that bugs me, and it's something that I'm trying to be a little bit more empathetic on, and I'm trying to understand. If you want to be better at speaking Spanish, but you only speak Spanish once a week for 15, 20 minutes, you have no right to complain that you're not getting better at Spanish because you're not putting in the hours. And that's okay. I don't like it when people will complain. Well, I'm not losing weight. Why am I not losing weight? Well, I can't. Okay, well, let's talk about your eating habits. Let's talk about your sleeping habits. Let's talk about your exercise routine. What are we doing? And it's all the same. One gym once or twice a week, sleeping about 3 to 6 hours a week, a day. You know, I'm really just eating a lot of processed stuff. But I mean, hey, I ate some carrots and apples. Like, shouldn't that be enough? No. There are sacrifices that need to be made daily. You got to eat your protein first. Non-negotiable. You got to get your sleep. You got to move. But then people wonder why they're on all these medications. And I will get into maybe sometime in the future. Kayla has advised me not to because I get very passionate about these topics. But I will because I love my lady very much. I will not dive into this topic. But there's a vicious cycle going around that we need to break. And it starts with us in our choices. We are not given good quality food. the majority of the time. America wants to make money off of us being sick. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. There's no way around that. When you start to open your eyes to the health system of America, they just want to make money off of us being sick because that's where they make the most money. So they're going to pump our foods with a bunch of shit. So people are like, well, what's the point? You can still make good choices. Buying, if you want to go buy fruit, personally, my opinion, Eddie and I have talked about it. It's, you know, kind of give or take. Obviously, people are like, oh, go buy organic. I can't go spend $8 for organic apples when I could buy $4 apples. I can't justify that price right now. So go buy the apples, but don't go buy applesauce. You know what I mean? See what I'm saying? If you want chicken, don't go buy chicken tenders. Go buy chicken breasts and cook it yourself. You know what I mean? If you want a breakfast tortilla, make the breakfast tortilla. Don't go buy a pre-made breakfast tortilla. These are the sacrifices that we have to be willing to make if you want your health to grow and evolve and to change. If you're on a bunch of medications and you want to get off, you have to make sacrifices. You have to work. And it's not easy. It's not. It's simple, but it's not easy. I promise you. You could have a checklist, write down 10 things that you need to do daily, and they're the easiest things to do. That doesn't mean it's not going to be difficult to do. Not the easiest things, the simplest things. Not the easiest things, the simplest. It's as simple as prioritizing your protein, moving, sleeping, lifting weight. Honestly, just getting off your phone an extra hour a day. Little things like that go a long way, and they're simple. Are they hard to do? Abso-fucking-lutely. I've had to change and say no to a lot of things to prioritize my health. And in the moment, there's some resistance. You're swimming against the current. You're going against the grain of the cheese grater, and it's uncomfortable. Damn, am I so glad now looking back that I did not indulge in my 20 to 30 minutes of eating the yummy, delicious Easter food, to know that here I am going to be 2 weeks later hating the fact that I'm inflamed and that I don't feel good and I don't look good. Yeah, I'm happy that I didn't do it. Did I miss out on anything? No, because I still had a ton of turkey. I still had a ton of fruits and vegetables, and I still ate a ton of food, but it was just higher quality food for that event. Because why? Not because I'm trying to be strict with myself, because I already decided to treat myself previous days prior, and I now need to make the sacrifice play for my health. In this event, I'm not going to eat like shit. I'm going to be disciplined. And discipline is hard. It's the hardest part of all of this. To know that every day you got to wake up and choose the harder option, the more difficult option. You can do it. I know you can do it. Trust me. I know a lot of people think, oh, it's easy for you. It's not easy. When Kayla and I first met, I did not prioritize my sleep. My sleep made Kayla anxious. It made her anxious. She was like, I cannot believe how little you sleep and how little you prioritize it. And she was right. And now here I am, a couple years later, like, wow, look at me go. I didn't used to prioritize my protein. And now that I do, to be honest, I'm trying to put on weight and I have a hard time because I'm eating my protein and my protein fills me up pretty quickly. But I gotta get my protein in. My mental health is my next big thing that I'm trying to put emphasis on. Because when I'm mentally feeling good, it's that whole motto. If you look good, you're going to play good. Just because you play good doesn't mean you always look good. There are some people, like myself, I got to look good to play good. I'm a mental midget with that. It's just the truth. Some of you want to see the results to be able to feel like, ah, yeah, I can continue. And that's going to take a little bit of sacrifice. And that's okay. There's nothing to be scared of. You can handle the sacrifice. I know you can. And this is what Peak is all about. This is what Peak is all about. We're all about building a community of people. We're building a community of people that are like-minded and wanting to make the sacrifice, but are struggling. So it's, hey, man, I am struggling with A, B, and C today. Give me some encouragement. Hey, man, I don't have the time to program a workout. Can you do it for me? Hey, man, any suggestions on how I can start to prioritize my sleep? You can't do it alone. Captain Jack did not sail the seas on the Black Pearl by himself. You shouldn't be doing this alone either. That is why a community is so important. I'm so glad I had Eddie to motivate me that day. to be behind me to make me disciplined. He called me multiple times. Hey, how you doing, man? Not to say, don't eat that food. Don't eat that food. It was, how you doing? How you holding up? You doing okay? You need to talk? You got a chat? No? Good. Go enjoy your time. I'm not here to make a toxic environment with food. That's not what we want to do. Not at all. I want to make it a positive to say, you do not have power over me, pizza. I am stronger than you. I'm not going to eat you today. I will eat you again, but I'm not going to eat you today. For you, it might be beer. Beer, I love you. I'm not going to drink you tonight. I'll see you next week. That is not a bad relationship with food. That is healthy. That is beautiful. And that is wonderful. To be able to say, I don't need you. I'll eat you, drink you when it's appropriate for my health plan, for my health journey, and where I'm at. Just know that all this is coming out of just reflection with myself. It's been a long, I'm just gonna be honest, it's been a long 2 weeks. It's been a long 2 weeks. And because I failed, I now think I know what food causes me to be inflamed. I never would have known if I didn't make the wrong decisions. You got to fail. You got to get your hands dirty. You got to be able to sit in that discomfort of, oh, damn it, I hate the way I look today. Why? What did I do wrong? Why am I so inflamed? Why am I putting on so much water weight? Or why am I not losing weight? What is the matter? You have got to do the reflection on your own, and you can. And I'm here to help. You don't have to do it alone. Some people can't do it alone. I don't like to do it alone. I don't. And I know a lot of people will say, but Mark, you look so great. But that's, and I think that that's where I get frustrated with some people. Like, you already look so good. Why are you trying so hard? Because I have expectations of myself that I want to be better. To you, you might think I look great. And I love that. Thank you. But to me, I want to grow. I want to continue to get better. I want to look better. I want to feel better. I want to progress. I want to set the bar that you can have a healthy relationship with food and anything else, with your exercise program, and look better. It doesn't have to be this drastic 500 calorie diet while you're running yourself into the ground for 6 miles running daily off of 4 hours of sleep like David Goggins. That's not me. And I'm not going to do that. I'm going to set the bar, but I got to set the bar. I got to lead by example. And I'm also going to lead by example and let you know that it's not easy. It's not easy. And I struggled. I've had a really, really rough 2 weeks with my mental health. Probably the rough I've had in a long time because I got so lean and I looked so good that the one thing I ate obliterated me. It's been a long time since I've gotten this inflamed from a food. A long time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back to my status quo of not being inflamed, and then I'm going to eat that food again and I'm going to see if it does it. And this time I know, okay, hey, it'll be off in about 2 to 3 weeks. You'll be good. You know what I mean? And then I'll know, okay, hey, it caused inflammation. Now I know. Back off this food unless you really, really want it. Unless you're willing to feel and look the way that you do right now. Or you did. So here's my question for you. If you have felt like I have, or maybe I've awoken in you, wow, Mark, right, this is how I feel. I couldn't really put a finger on it before, but now I know. There are going to be times where you're going to be faced with a difficult decision. Choose the difficult, simple, but difficult solution, or the tasteful, easy solution. That tasteful, easy solution is going to taste real motherfucking good. For about 20 minutes to an hour, you're going to be on a high. It feels like a drug use. You're just, Or you're going to choose the difficult path, which leads to growth, which is, hey, I've struggled the last week. My mental health is down. I'm not going to choose something that's going to make my mental health worse. Because I promise you, in the moment you think the mental health is going to be better by eating that piece of cake or eating that piece of pizza, it never is. Been there, done it, doesn't happen, doesn't work. It's not real. It's a hormonal dopamine release that's giving you false joy. It's not real. In that moment, it feels good. Then the moment you eat it, you're like, oh, ew. So let's make these changes together. Which way are you going to choose? Be like Captain Jack, riding in the Black Pearl in the ocean with the storms hitting you head on, making the difficult decisions and growing together. We can do it together. You got to have a crew of pirates behind you, some scallywags. Let me be that scallywag with you in our peak community. So, not trying to set a bad relationship with your food or anything of that nature. I'm just trying to show you that sometimes we got to make the sacrifice play. And a lot of people are scared to do that. And I understand, but we can't be scared on a regular to make the sacrifice play unless you are not serious about your health gains. If you are, great. If you're not serious about it, that's okay. But just know where you're at, know what your goals are, know what your expectations of yourself are, and plan accordingly. I love you guys. Be back next week. If you have any questions on health, please send me a message. Please go buy some coffee. Get ready to vote for our finalists. It's going to be Banana versus Snickering. I think I know which one's going to come out on top. I hope it's Banana, but I think Snickering is going to win. All good fun. Got a lot of fun things in the pipeline. Alex and I are working hard. If you guys enjoy, have a great weekend. Might be difficult, but it is simple. May the brew be with you.